Good afternoon. Welcome to Iowa Baseball from Holly, Texas. Again, as usual, a few technical delays and all, but hopefully we're on air now. We're actually in the bottom of the first inning. The Iowa Bulldogs went 1-2-3 in the top of the first on three ground outs. So far in the bottom of the first inning, the Bulldogs have gotten one out, two strikes on the batter. Waiting for Ben Moore, my partner in crime, to show up. We both got delayed by quite a bit in Snyder. If you're going to take 180 for any reason for the next, I don't know how long, I wouldn't advise doing it because you may sit there. I sat there for 21 minutes. I think Ben sat there for half an hour, and so he's somewhere behind me, but we'll do the best we can until he gets here. Pena on the mound and strikes out the second batter, swinging a strike on batter number three. Two outs in the bottom of the first. Game just started here in Holly, reaching the quarterfinal game. Winds up in the pitch. Pitch is high. Batter wanted to go around, was able to go ahead and hold off, but Pena putting everything he got behind that pitch at that time. Need to bring it down a little bit. Batter tight in on the plate. One hopper to shortstop. Comes in and makes the play at first base. And just like that, Iowa Bulldogs, they go on 1-2-3 and come back in to bat. Starting with the number four hitter. And it's going to be a little rough for me to try to go ahead and do the iPad. We're actually standing outside because they have no room in their press box for us. So we're going to try to go ahead and get this out here. Tell you what, definitely a warm day here in Holly, Texas. Got Porter, Pena, and Castillo coming up for the Bulldogs. Again, last week, able to go ahead and finish off Van Horn in training in two games. 11-0, 14-0. Pena pitched a no-hitter, just a walk and a hit batter away from a perfect game as we go ahead and get things started here in the top of the second inning. Iowa Bulldogs will be the visiting team for the first game, and then will be the home team for the second game here as we get things continued. Again, Drew Ford will be the leadoff batter, hitting number four in the slot. Bulldogs with three ground outs to start the first inning. Throw down to second, and we are about ready to go ahead and get on offense here. Bulldogs have, in their majority of their games this year, have been quick to start things off and kind of early leads kind of put the other team, opposing team, in a bad situation because with the pitching we've got, it only takes a few runs, and those tend to hold up. But when you do it early and often, then it becomes even more of a problem for the opposing team. Porter steps in at the plate, back of the box. Pitcher gets the signal, and he's lined up. Low, ball one, gets away from the catcher. Back through the backstop. Drew with the 1-0 count. Which, Drew, congratulations as well. He finished seventh in the state this past week in state golf championship. And so he was all-state second team. A little flare to shortstop. Shortstop able to come in and pick it off the ground. So out number one. As Porter goes down with the short fly ball. And you take first pitch for strike one. Second pitch low and outside. Actually, reverse the count on the first pitch. It says 2-0 now, so, and you're ahead in the count. High for ball three, so way ahead on the count 3-0. Again, one out here in the top of the second inning. Score 0-0 as both teams went 1-2-3 in the first. And the top just said he had ball four and tosses the bat. Umpire thought differently, so he calls him back as the count moves to 3-1. Long drive to left center field. Pena's around first and gets into second, standing up with a smashing double between the center fielder and the left fielder. Able to go ahead and get into second, standing up. So, Iowa Bulldogs with their first base runner of the game, also their first runner in scoring position. Okay, see the next batter up if we try to go ahead and get the early lead. Again, one out, Castillo at the plate, hanging on second base, being closely kept there. Strike one on Castillo, low and outside, just about the knees as it came across the plate. Castillo settles back in, gets ready for the pitch. This one couldn't hold himself. He realized as it came in, it was an off-speed pitch. It was going to be a ball, and he just couldn't check his swing, and so he went around in the hole for an 0-2 count. Now, just anything, contact, trying to guard the plate, and Pena on second base, and strike three is a swinging strike, and that is two outs in the top of the second for the Iowa Bulldogs. Holden Rios now coming to the plate. So Goodman went out and asked for clarification on whether it was a foul tip. The catcher was able to go ahead and hold it for a swinging strike three as Holden steps in. Again, it's about 96 degrees out here and hotter on the field than what it probably is around where we are, where I am right now. I'm hoping it's going to be a wee pretty soon here. It's up a little bit in the strike zone for ball one. Holden gets set, pitch high for ball two. Get into a good hitter's count here. Two outs, runner on second base. First runner of the ball game for either team. Holden with a 2-0 count. Able to go ahead and get that one just above the knees for strike one. So count goes to 2-1. Pretty much consider 2-1 a hitter's count since pitcher doesn't want to go three balls, so when they see Holden get a good one here. He's inside pitch, but again, just catches the corner of the plate, so now he's even at 2-2. Again, top of the second inning, no score. One base runner so far in the game with Pena at second base. Swing and strike three, the ball is dropped by the catcher, throws it to first. And he is safe. The throw pulled the first baseman to the foul side of the bag. And Holden able to beat the throw. Pena moves down to third base. So maybe a break for the Iowa Bulldogs to be able to go ahead and continue the at-bat and possibly get a run in here. Okay. That lefty now, Zane Allen at the plate. Pitch comes up. Ball one. Pena straight a little bit off third base. Thought he was going to throw behind him. He's able to go ahead and get back onto the bag with no problem. Allen ahead in the count. 1-0 for the Bulldogs. Ball outside. 2-0 is the count. Catcher framed that one for a long time. I think he really wanted to get that call, but umpire right there over his shoulder. And so Zane goes up in the count, 2-0. High ball, but everybody gets some heat on it. Brings the count to 2-1. Hi, Ben. Fun time getting here. Low for ball three, so 3-1 with runners at second and third, two outs, top of the second inning for Ira Bulldogs as they try to put something together here early against Gorman. The pitch, and we go full on the count. Again, no base runners for either team the first two innings as they both went out 1-2-3. Old count, and the payoff pitch is outside and high, so bases are loaded now here in the top of the second inning. Lexton Hernandez, second baseman for the Iowa Bulldogs, coming up to the plate. No place to put him, so we'll see if we're able to go ahead and we got Ben on the iPad now. We're way behind. I'll have to go ahead and catch him up here real quick on what we got. Ball high and outside. Lexton goes up early. 1-0. Pena had a double error. The first baseman, supporter, walked Allen. Ball two. 2-0 is the count. Again, no place to put Lexton here. Get back to the top of the order. He gets on base, plus a run in. As the bases are loaded here on the top of the first, Lexton able to go ahead and hold off that high pitch. That's the one we've been swinging on in the first inning and kind of helped the pitcher out. But right now, everybody's showing a lot more patience. Ball outside. 3-0 now. The Porter. Error on the catcher. Drop third strike, threw down to first base and pulled the first baseman off. 31 now as pitcher gets a strike in there. So Lexton gets set in the box. Pitcher delivers. Lexton with a nice hit in left center field. Going to bring in at least two runs. Russ stops the runner at Allen to third base. Lexton Hernandez. Two out single to left field. Brings in Pena and Rios, and Iowa Bulldogs are on the board early here. Tell you what, 3-1 count, and Lexton able to go ahead and sit back on that fastball. It stayed down in the zone, and he's able to just go ahead and drive it over the shortstop's head for a two-run single. Now runners at the corners, and we get back to the top of the order. Lexton steals second base, basically an indifference by the catcher if he wanted to make sure the runner stayed at third. Luna at the plate. Count is 1-1, swinging foul ball on the second pitch. Iowa Bulldogs, top of the second. Two runs. Pitch inside, and the count goes 2-1. Again, hitter's count is batter's already gone 3-1 and walked a runner this inning. He doesn't want to go ahead and put another man on, so see if he gets something good to hit here. And it's low in the dirt at the catcher, so 3-1 is the count on Luna. with Bratton Partain on deck for the Bulldogs. A little two-out rally going here for the Dogs. And again, another smash. This ball is down, and it's going to bring in two more runs. Ben said it was the exact same spot as what Lexus was. They're both able to go ahead and turn on the ball and hit it sharply into left center field. And two line drive singles and extends that lead now 4-0. Tell you what, it doesn't take a whole lot for these Bulldogs run-wise to go ahead and win ball games, but they have really been attacking early in these playoffs. As we get a steal of second base, he's going to come to third as the ball gets away from the shortstop who's recovering. So again, another runner in scoring position. 4-14. Count 1-0 on Brighton. 4-0 is the score, top of the second inning. Regional quarterfinal game. Good swing by Brighton. Just got under it a little bit, fouled back out of play. Bulldogs doing a good job of just putting the ball back in play, whatever direction is coming in. So those last two pitches that were hit for singles to left field, both inside the plate, about belt high, and they ripped them right across the plate. Again, ball skips into the catcher. Asking for two baseball from the umpire. Again, runner on third base. Luna at third. Bryce Partain at the plate. Again, another good swing. It fouls it out of play, directed back over the backstop.
This is going to get fun in a hurry, Ben.
Ball low. You get into a situation as a pitcher where you've had two sharp singles hit off of his belt high fastballs, and so he's trying to keep the ball low. For him, the ball is too low, and again, fits right at the belt, and it is drilled by Brighton into left field for a run scoring single. Our Bulldogs extend their lead 5-0 now here in the top of the first or the second inning as the bats have come alive. I think they're more for an exit right out there, and everybody's supposed to hit it because it seems like the three sharp hits that we've got have all landed within maybe 5 feet of each other. High chopper to shortstop, and he is not going to throw out the batter. Brighton able to go ahead and take third. And now we have runners at second and third, just aggressive base running there. As it was a high top, probably went 20 feet in the air after the first hop between the catcher and the pitcher's mound. Tried to short hop as quickly as he could, but not able to get Luna going down to first base. And on the throw, Bright took off to third, and then Luna able to go ahead and take second as Drew Porter comes back up. Drew holds off on the first pitch. Going down to first, no swing, so ball one, 1-0. Runners to second and third, top of the second inning, Iowa Bulldogs with a 5-0 lead, trying to pad that. And this time, ball just above the knees is across the plate. Pitcher gets the call on that one, so it's 1-1. Drew is set. The pitch comes in high. Off-speed pitch. He tried to go ahead and pull a string on that one, but it stayed up, would not come down, bend back in. So Drew ahead in the count. Again, 2-1. Foul ball sharply hit down third baseline. Drew got around on that one in a hurry, so the count evens at 2-2. Two outs, top of the second inning. Your Iowa Bulldogs with a 5-0 lead. Runners at second and third. And Drew, as he's done all year, gets hit by the pitch. I tell you, he is not afraid to sacrifice his body for the team and just stayed in there as Castillo comes to the plate with the bases loaded. Has to go ahead and shed all that catcher's gear. Steps in there, bases loaded. All the damage has been done this half inning with two outs. As the Iowa Bulldogs have scored 5 runs, trying to tack some more on here. On an extremely hot day, it's about 96, 97 degrees. Like I said before, if you're planning on going to Abilene or by way of 180, I would hesitate to do that for the next, I don't know how long, but I sat there for about 20 minutes, Ben sat there for 25, 30 minutes, and the other problem is that besides the weight is then by the time the slow-moving vehicles get out of your way, you're 10 miles and 20 minutes down the road. Castillo in the box, calls time, steps out. Number 9, Jaren, yeah. All I do is look twice, huh? And just takes ball one in the dirt to the catcher. Yeah. Tell you, the umpire has been consistent on that low strike. That's why pitchers keep trying to get it down because everything that he pitches from just below the waist, we have absolutely drilled. He gets that one. Ball gets away. And another run will score. Brighton Partain from third base on the pass ball. I'll call it a pass ball, not a wild pitch. It actually hit the dirt, but Kepler never got down in front of it, and so went between his legs all the way to the backstop. Brighton able to go ahead and run into, bring it to 6-0 for the Bulldogs, and now we have a sharp one hopper to second base. And out number 3, but not before the Iowa Bulldogs put 6 runs on the board in the top of the second inning as they prepare to go out and play defense behind Pena. Do we have some sponsors?
All right, thanks for sponsoring all these broadcasts. First sponsor up is Pizza Inn. Pizza Inn is a buffet and a salad bar all day and have a great team price. So call ahead and let them know that you're coming.
Another sponsor of these broadcasts is the First Church of God. Iowa Church of God is proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs. Their mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check them out on Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Sonic Drive-In, half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Family night every Tuesday from 5 to close and half-price singles on Patty Burgers. So thank you, Sonic, for sponsoring. Another sponsor of these broadcasts is Snyder Iron and Metal. Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, one in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin, with structural pipe and rods available. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau Insurance with agent Stormy Sellers. Call Stormy at 940-674-5435. That's 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your car insurance. Another sponsor of this broadcast is Community Bank of Snyder. Thank you guys for sponsoring this. It looks like batter stepping into the box. It's going to be Pena for the Bulldogs. That's the pitcher. We'll pass it back over to Dave.
Right, pitch and catch here. Pena set with the pitch. And it is in there. Fastball high inside, right off the corner of the plate. Strike one. 0-1 on the batter. Breaking ball that time, and batter really had the strain to go ahead and hold off and catch at least a little piece of it, able to dribble it foul down the third baseline, put them in the hole 0-2. That's the thing about Pena. When his fastball is working, when he goes into his off-speed stuff, it is just, it's almost illegal. you can't hold up on it, and more times than not, it gets called third strike on that pitch. I think everybody not wearing red thought that was a strike. On the outside, just a little too far off the plate. 2-1 is the count. It's on Pena. Ball comes back to Hopper to him, and he's able to underhand it to Porter at first for the first out of the bottom of the second inning. Again, when he is dealing, it's difficult. Number one, for the hitters to know what to expect because he's got good control and command of his fastball and his breaking pitches. But number two, location-wise, he is going up and down, in and out so far today. A little high on pitch one to the batter, 1-0 on the count. 6-0, Iowa Bulldogs with the lead here in the top of, or the bottom of the second inning. Ball two called outside, so 2-0 is the count on the hitter. I think they said that the Gorman pitcher had thrown 60-some pitches that last half inning. Batter able to go ahead and sneak through the hole between shortstop and third base for a single. The first hit for a Gorman batter on the afternoon. Again, one out in the bottom of the second inning, runner on first. You're checking things out. Batter steps out of the box. Back in, get yourself ready. Jared's watching the runner at first base, keeping him close. Comes to the plate, outside, ball one. You know, Gorman would like to try to go ahead and come back and at least get something in the bottom half of the second after the Bulldogs scored six in the top half of the inning as Jared pitches a strike, swinging strike. 1-1 is the count. Runner at first. Oh, there's that breaking ball again. It gets down in the dirt to Castillo, but batter just couldn't avoid coming around, so finds himself in the hole in the count. 1-2. Pena with the pitch for a called strike three. In the series against Van Horn, he had 16 strikeouts, 4 were looking, and that tells you that you're dealing when you can go ahead and get ahead in the count and then put that pitch in for strike three and just get him to walk back to the dugout. 2 outs now. It's high as Castillo has to come out of his crouch to corral that one. Runner still holding close at first base. Pena with the windup. Again, tell you what, that off-speed pitch is deadly today. They can see it coming. You can see them starting their swing, and then all of a sudden, they can't hold themselves up. Just like that. And the throw to second, and the runner is out. For the foul in the bottom of the second inning, and he knew it just as soon as he went down. He was toast, so one base hit, but the runner is erased by the tag out at second base. They painted the second, and we're back in the top of the third inning now. Good. Turn it back over to Ben for some more responses. We appreciate everyone who allows us to make these broadcasts, and hope that if it's a vendor in a store, that you'll visit them, and if it's a church, you'll visit them as well. So just go ahead and make it a full weekend. Here you go, Ben.
There you go. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Industrial Hose and Oil Field Supply. Industrial Hose and Oil Field Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oil field supply needs. We stock pipes, valves, fitting, oil field pumps, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor is Taylor Ranch. Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldog Athletics, and wishes them the best of luck in the upcoming baseball playoffs. Go and get them, dogs. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Arrowhead Ranch. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. Arrowhead Ranch wishes Bulldogs best of luck this season. Go Bulldogs.
I want a jersey.
Of course, back up the top of the third inning for the Iowa Bulldogs. We'll be getting Castillo the DH today. Ike Weaver, Ike playing right field for the Iowa Bulldogs on defense. Well, Castillo, Rios, and Allen. Last inning was two outs. Castillo gets set. One hopper right back to the pitcher. He's able to knock it down and throw the first. One pitch, one out, as Castillo is the first out in the top of the third inning. Brings up Holden Rios. Holden Gooder in game one for the Iowa Bulldogs today. Followed by Allen pretty much again, where things started at the bottom of the order last half inning, and just went almost all the way through the lineup as they scored six runs in the top of the second inning. One out here in the top of the third. Holding able to hold off on the breaking ball up a little high, ball one. And again, that low strike. Umpire's been consistent there, so that's all you can ask for. If they find a place that they like to strike, you have to adjust, and he likes a low one. Not that low, though. Bounced in front of the plate about 18 inches. Holden goes up in the count. 2-1. Yeah, Holden knew as soon as they got halfway around with that swing that the pitch was going to be high, but not able to hold off one of it. Fouls it harmlessly over the backstop. Count is even at 2-2. Again, here at the top of the third, Iowa Bulldogs with a 6-0 lead. And again, Holden able to go ahead and stay alive. That's when you just have to battle 2-2 count and off-speed pitch a little bit low, but again, umpire's calling low strikes. You don't want to take any chances. He's able to make contact, knocks a foul, keeps himself alive for another pitch. So 2-2, still the count on Holden. And called strike three on the outside corner of the plate. So racked up their second out of the inning. Lane Allen, two outs, lefty. Sharp out the last time he was up. You just swing, just a little under it. Goes back to the backstop for a foul ball. Strike one, so 0-1's the count. So
Again, top of the third is your Bulldogs leading 6-0. Gorman has had one base runner, and he was erased by Pena on a throwdown on an attempted steal second base, the bottom of the second inning. There's actually pitched to the minimum number of batters so far in the game. Outside again. I'm not sure how many pitches the pitcher has, but he is really racked up high count so far, especially that last half inning. Is the Iowa Bulldogs pretty much went all the way through the lineup. Same thing alive with the foul ball back. And again, able to watch his ball three bounces across the plate. So full count on Allen here. Lexan Hernandez on deck. Two outs in the top of the third inning. Again, at this point, you've got a tired pitcher. He went through, again, almost the entire lineup of the Bulldogs last half inning. And we just keep fouling balls off, staying alive, battling, and raising that pitch count. Full count, again, as the ball comes in high, Allen's up with two outs. Lexan Hernandez comes to the plate. Like the last time up, drilled a line drive shot over the shortstop into left center field. That started a procession of three hits in the exact same location and started the merry-go-round going for the Bulldogs. And Allen's first base on a two-out walk. Hernandez at the plate, two outs, top of the third inning. And I'm not sure if it's just me, but the pitcher looks really tired. We're feeling his pain right now. Levine kind of made a move like he was going to second base, and the pitcher threw back behind him. Not even close. He was just over there trying to get him rattled. If we go ahead and get down this time, take a little larger lead, but they know they need to hold him close or else he'll take off and be standing on second before you know it. Lexan's been in the box three times now, has yet to get a pitch. And it goes on the first pitch. Throw is high into center field. It's coming into third base. The center fielder had a little problem picking the ball up as the ball sails from the catcher over the second baseman's head. And they ain't able to end up at third base. Pitch was high for ball one, so Lexan 1-0 count, two outs, runner at third base. Our Bulldogs up 6-0, top of the third inning. Again, Lexan with a drive, and it is caught by the left fielder. Good contact by Lexan, and able to go ahead and put the ball in play. No runs, a walk, and one base runner left for the Bulldogs as we move to the bottom of the third inning. Iowa Bulldogs leading the region of quarterfinal game against Gorman 6-0 at this point. There you go, Ben.
All right. Iowa Booster Club, another sponsor for these broadcasts. Proud supporters of all of Iowa ISD activities. Thank you. The Booster Club, Iowa Baptist Church, seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel sense, preaching, teaching, worship, community service. We have a Bible class for all ages Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service. An education Bible school for all elementary age kids planned for June 19th through the 24th summer. Head over to sbciowa.com for more information. I'm getting Ira. If you want a good looking pastor, Rocky's your guy to go to at the Church of God. If you want a funny looking pastor, Iowa Baptist is where you want to go. Another sponsor is Chempak, an oil field chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Buffkin. Chempak has been in business since 1989, and services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injections. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. Another sponsor for the, well, looks like they're about to start. I'll pass it back.
I know Ben talked about Rocky and his good looks and all that, and I'll have to say this. Ben and Rocky and I, all three, have something in common, and that we all have a face for radio. We couldn't get close to a TV screen, but we all have the face for radio.
My mom said.
Yeah, even our mom has agreed.
And it was the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. And short arms of batters, he's able to turn, but it hits way up on the bat, fouls off for strike one. Second pitch high for a ball, 1-1 is the count. In the bottom of the third inning, Gorman the home team for the first game. Iowa Bulldogs will be the home team in the second. And Pena a little high on the pitch. Brother tried to frame it as low as he could. when you have to bring it down about 8 inches, it's a little obvious. Again, third pitch in pretty much the same location as he's a little high on following through with these pitches right now. 3-1 is the count on the first batter for Gorman in the bottom of the third inning. And comes through with called strike right down the middle of the plate. So full count on the hitter. See if he decides to go back to the breaking stuff. He does, but it won't come down. It stays a little bit high. So Gorman was a little something going here anyway in the bottom of the third as the first batter of the inning gets on by virtue of a walk. Runner at first, no outs. And you're ready with the pitch. Checks the runner at first base. Not much of a lead there. Foul ball. On the first pitch.
I don't know anybody calling to see if it's actually working.
Yeah. 0-1's the count on the hitter. Pena gets a called strike. On pitch number two, 0-2. Foul ball. Ball in the outside corner of the plate for a called strike. Batter finds himself in the hole. Fouls this one off. Out of play over the backstop. Count holds at 0-2. And you check the runner at first, but he's not getting very far off of first base. I think they saw what his brother did to the last runner at the bottom of the second inning. They decided they might just want to stay close. Again, we got strike three on a swinging curveball. The ball gets away from Pena. The runner on first decides to go ahead and try second, and he gets thrown out at second base. So I think he thought maybe there was enough of a distraction there to where he might be able to sneak in. Pena double pumped before he even released the ball and still was able to beat the runner by a good 4 or 5 feet as, again, runners on base, he raced. As the last two innings, Gorman has gotten a man on, and both times that man is out by virtue of being thrown out at second base. Said we're good?
Yeah.
All right. Just had Ben check and make sure we were actually live or if we were just standing here talking to ourselves all this time. We do that often, too, but, you know, not intentionally as a rule. Called strike on the hitter, two outs, bottom of the third inning. Our Bulldogs ahead 6-0. 1-2 is the count. No base runners for Gorman. Pitch off a little bit out of the zone. Yurick still with a lead in the count here. The pitch and low inside. I think that's about the first hitter I've seen able to go ahead and hold off on that low pitch. Of course, a couple of times they should have swung because they took called strikes. There is a called strike. Pick up 22. Jerry with the pitch. And a called strike three as our Bulldogs shut down Gorman. 1-2-3 again, not by conventional means as we've gone 1-2-3 the last two innings, but both times we've had a base runner, they have just had the misfortune of testing out Jaron Pena's arm, and both times they lost. As our Bulldogs up 6-0 as we get ready for the top of the fourth inning.
Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Renegade Services, proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs and all Scurry County youth. Renegade Services is a case hold waterline company to call for all your special wireline needs. We specialize in lodging, perforating, pipe recovery, slick line services, and NVID profile. Sorry, I'm not here. For any additional information, contact Gary Gunsett at 325-207-0779. 325-207-0779. Renegade Services. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Doug and Susie Wine. Lifetime Iowa resident, quarter of the Iowa Bulldogs, second generation graduate with two grandsons and a grandson to graduate from Iowa. Orange and black runs through their veins, which is absolutely true. And they say go Bulldogs. Our sponsor for the broadcast is Mark and Sheila Harless, backing the Bulldogs in all that they do.
Andrew can flutter.
Said your flutter mind. We're sharing a phone, so it's kind of combined sweat here. We just go and take it as it is. Again, it's hot. They don't really have a press box here, so we are doing this broadcast just outside the third base dugout. Close to our Bulldogs, which is a definite plus, as we start with the top of the order, Luna, shortstop for the Bulldogs, and leadoff hitter, first batter of half inning, foul ball, and it hung in there. It looked like it was going to get over the backstop. Catcher able to go ahead and get it, so pitch, and Anthony goes down on a foul out to the catcher. Number 11, Brighton Partain. Bulldog third baseman this game. He's able to hit the ball. Shortstop had to go deep, and Brighton went way out for it as it was a breaking ball about 8 inches in front of the plate. But he got the barrel of the bat on it. Hit it to where shortstop had to go deep and not able to turn and make the throw as Brighton gets down to first base, infield single, and Bulldogs have a base runner, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Brighton threw back behind him, and he's able to get back, but that was a close one. Jerry Pena, number three hitter for the Bulldogs. Again, Brighton with a big lead at first base, and he's able to go ahead. Oh, they're going to call him out. They tagged him high. Typically, when you get tagged about the shoulder or above, the rest of your body's already hit the bag, but umpire took a little extra half second and decided the call was that got him before his foot reached the bag. So Brighton out on the steal attempt at second base. The Bulldogs with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Derek Pena count 2-0. Again, we've done most all of our damage, all six runs have come with two outs.
today.
It's a sign of a mature team when you can get two outs and no one gives up and don't think that, well, might as well just go ahead and get the third out and come back the next half inning. Instead, we're able to go ahead and put runs across. And Jerry, that time, foul ball down and out of play down the third baseline. Count 2-1. Two outs again, top of the fourth. Iowa Bulldogs up 6-0. There's that low strike again. Just down around the knees. He locked on. But again, he's been there all day long. So count evens at 2-2. And this time, ball bounces in front of the plate. But Jerry's able to go to a full count here in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs. Catcher, not sure exactly where he took that one, but kind of sacrificed his body to go ahead and get the stop. So out walking it off right now as umpire calls time. Head back to the dugout to kind of get his breath and regroup a little bit.
Bulldogs leading Gorman.
Okay. Well, in the interim there, we lost our connection, and a lot happened in just about 30 seconds. There, our Bulldogs pick up another run as what ended up happening with Payne. He had a full count, had a single, ended up at third base, and
they switched out Ray and
had a quarterback. They switched out to Raydon Hernandez as a pinch runner, and Hernandez was able to go ahead and get in on a wild pitch. So, again, unconventional means, but they still count the same. So, Iowa Bulldogs extend their lead 7-0 again, getting a run with two outs, as they've done with every run so far this afternoon. Drew Porter at the plate and hits one up the middle. Took about three hops to get past the center fielder. Drew going to be into second base standing up. And again, it took about three hops through the infield. Center fielder tried to short hop it. It went over his glove, and Drew able to go ahead and add a base onto a clean base hit up the middle. Pena comes to the plate. Again, Iowa Bulldogs doing damage with two outs throughout the first four innings of this ball game. 7-0 is the score. And he takes one low, it bounces. Catcher able to go ahead and keep the ball in front of him, so Drew stays at second base. Catcher, or the pitcher on the return throw, just drops the ball and casually walks toward it. So it kind of gives you an indication as to where their mindset is right now at this point, being down 7-0 and knowing what kind of pitching they're facing from the Bulldogs. And that's why we have a net over here. Ben's face for radio might have just been changed a little bit had it not been one, because foul ball, one hopper, it came right back towards us. And again, it's one of the things that the guys don't like, that low strike, but he's been calling it all day long. It's just something that you have to make an adjustment to get used to, because he has been consistent. And again, called strikes of two strikes, big hopper to third base, and he is able to throw Pena out for the third out in the inning, but not before the Iowa Bulldogs get a run on the board. Single, two base error, pinch runner third gets in on a wild pitch, and Iowa Bulldogs go into the bottom of the fourth inning, leading this regional quarterfinal game against Gorman 7-0.
All right, another sponsor for this broadcast is Pizza Inn. Pizza Inn is a buffet and a salad bar all day, and have a great team prize, so call ahead and let them know you're coming. Another sponsor is the Ira Church of God. Ira Church of God is a proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs, and to make Jesus known and loving others. check them out on their Facebook page, Ira Church of God.
Sonic Drive is a sponsor of these broadcasts. Sonic Attack Flashing all day long in the Sonic Gap. And Family Night is every Tuesday from 5 to close with half fried single patties and burgers. Another sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anston, Andrews, and Big Spring, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and 10 structural pipe and rods are available. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers. Call Stormy Sellers at 940-674-5435. That's 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. Another sponsor is the Community Bank of Snyder. Thank you, Community Bank of Snyder, for sponsoring these broadcasts and supporting all of the Ira athletic activities.
Bottom of the fourth inning as Gorman comes to the plate. 7-0 is the score. Pena so far has faced the minimum number of hitters. He has had a single and a walk, both wiped out by his brother on attempted steals at second base. So just throwing to a minimum number of batters. The first game that Jerry pitched against Van Horn, he faced 2 over the minimum and they ended up with a no-hitter, had 1 hit batter and 1 walk in that game and 16 strikeouts. So just pretty much what he does day at the office. For Jared, 1 on the first pitch to the batter. Comes back with a breaking ball, a little outside for ball 2. 2-0 is count. And the Iowa Bulldogs with a 7-0 lead. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ball 3 is Jared's a little high on that pitch. 3-0. Do you suppose if this guy gets on, he'll try to steal second? I would think not, but then again, on the 3-0 count, Jerick right down the middle, across the belt for strike 1. 31 is the count. Swing, strike 2. That will be a called strike anyway, as it was in the exact same location as the previous pitch. So, goes from 3-0 count to a full count. Payoff pitch is in the dirt, though. So, again, for the second inning in a row, the leadoff batter is on by virtue of a walk. Jerry out to talk to Jerry. Just make sure that they're on the same page here with this. One thing, too, Jerry does a good job of helping his brother out by keeping the runners close to first base. He's got a good move to first, and then Jerry just has a cannon. He can throw in a line to second base from his knees. So that one where he just double-clutched and still threw the runner by about 4 to 5 feet, that wasn't really anything exceptional for him. That was just what he does. Oh, we just disconnected, but something just came through, so. Strike 1. Jaron looks behind the runner, keeps him close to first base. The only thing you have to worry about with Jaron is throwing behind the runner at first, because he sees him straying too far off the bag, he'll just pick him off. 0-1 is the count. Bottom of the fourth inning, no outs, runner on first base. Jerry again back to first base, keeping this runner close. Jerry said, you keep him close, I'll pick him off second if he goes. So foul ball out of play down the first baseline over the first base dugout. Jared, 2 strikes on the batter now. No outs,
Runner takes a short lead off first base.
A little flare. Second base. Throws to second, gets one out, and
that was a slow developing play. They got all they could as Lexan Hernandez had to wait for the ball to come down, knew he couldn't get it in the air, so short hops it, throws it to second base, gets the lead runner. So on a fielder's choice, Gorman still has one runner at first base, one out, bottom of the fourth inning, no run. The Ira Bulldogs lead 7-0.
Yurick with the pitch outside. Want to know on the batter. So far, by virtue of that fourth out of second base, Gorman still hasn't had a runner advance 2 seconds yet. They've tried twice by virtue of attempted steals. Jaron threw both of them out, and then with a runner on first, the fielder's choice gets the lead runner out at second. So, third runner at first base for Gorman. Swing. Foul ball.
Two strikes all on the batter.
High chopper down third base, drifted foul as he got to the third base bag. Jarrett ahead on the count, 1-2.
Runner first, not taking much of a lead off of the bag. Pitch is high, count evens at 2-2.
And Gorman at this point is just hoping for anything to try to get the ball in play and get a runner in scoring position. Foul ball down the first baseline, out of play. Gorman hitter doing a good job of fighting pitches off. Jaron still ahead in the count. 2-2. Runner at first, one out. Bottom of the fourth. Yes, pitch outside, so we've gone to a full count now. We talked about the Ira hitters with 3-2 counts and hitting with two outs. Jaron's kind of the same way when he gets a full count on a hitter. He's typically able to go ahead and take care of business there as well. Jaron tries to get the runner at second base. Had a swinging third strike. The ball was dropped, but the batter was out by virtue of first base being occupied. So, two outs, but the runner from first was able to go ahead and get all the way to third base. The ball got away at second into center field. So two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Still 7-0. Iowa Bulldogs on top in this regional quarterfinal game. Game 1 of 2 today. Pitch one is high for ball one. 1-0, runner at third. Chopper to shortstop, and it's bobbled. One run will come in for Gorman. They're not able to get a hold of the ball. It was a high chopper and didn't come back up very high on the second bounce, not able to get a handle on it. So if it was me, I would call that an infield single. They might give him an error on it, but kept it in front of him. He just wasn't able to go ahead and get a hold of it, knock it down. So Gorman is on the board now, 7-1 here at the bottom of the fourth, two outs. Runner on first base. All the runs today have come with two outs from both teams. Doesn't matter which side you're on. You get two outs, and then you start scoring. A swing and a miss on a high heater.
Jerry sent a little message with that one, and about halfway through his swing, as Jerry's throwing the ball back to his brother already. A lot of heat on that one. We're going to have a pinch runner at first base for Gorman. 0-1, the count on the batter. Bottom of the fourth, two outs. 7-1, Ira Bulldogs with the lead. Foul ball, strike two. That one right over the plate. Cut a little from inside to outside, and better not able to catch up with it. So 0-2 is the count, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. And remember what I said about low strikes? Well, you kind of reversed that one. We got a high inside call on that one. So another looking strike three for the third out of the inning. Gorman does get one run in by virtue of the short hopper to shortstop. So our Bulldogs come to the plate in the top of the fifth inning, leading 7-1.
A sponsor for the broadcast is Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply. They are your area one stop. They're your one stop for all your oilfield supply needs. They stock pipes, valves, fittings, oilfield hoses, hydraulic hoses. Service is their number one priority. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Taylor Ranch. Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldog Athletics and wishes them the best of luck in the upcoming baseball playoffs. Let's go Dogs. Another sponsor is Arrowhead Ranch. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldog Athletics. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck this upcoming season. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor is the Ira Booster Club. Proud supporters of all Ira ISD.
Ben's having a little competition with the wind here right now. The wind's currently winding. Trying to keep those sheets in place to keep coming out of the binder and ending up out in left field somewhere. Castillo, Rios, and Allen, the first three batters in the order for the Ira Bulldogs, top of the fifth inning. Again, Ira with a 7-1 lead in this regional quarterfinal matchup with Gorman. The winner of this game will play the winner of Westbrook and Cross Plains. I believe they're playing tonight as well. Castillo at the plate. First pitch. High inside, ball one. Starting pitcher still on the mound for Gorman. I'm not sure exactly what his pitch count is, but it's well up there. Is batted around in the top of the second inning, but we've gone deep into a lot of counts, even when we haven't scored. A lot of full counts, a lot of foul balls. This time Castillo holds off, but umpire called a strike on the high inside pitch, so 1-1 evens the count. Strike two. A breaking ball came inside to outside on Castillo, so 1-2, bottom of the fifth inning. This time it's a long fly ball to the outfield. Right center fielder can't get it. It's going all the way to the fence, and Castillo's into second with a stand-up double. Again, doesn't matter. Full count, two strikes, two outs. Our Bulldogs just, everything stays the same with their stroke and their mentality when they're at the plate, and Peyton able to go ahead and fight that off and hit it into right center for a double leading off the top of the fifth inning. Holden Rios, the batter now. Currently, Westbrook in that game with Cross Plains is up 5-0. Again, both schools, Westbrook and Ira, from the same district.
Westbrook had two losses all year long, and both of them were to the Bulldogs. Holden takes the call to strike one over the middle of the plate. No out. Castillo at second by virtue of a double to right center field. Holden takes the ball up and in. There should be something if we have to get a run and before we get two out, because we're not used to doing that today. Castillo getting some attention at second base from the pitcher as he turns all the way around, back on the mound. Brings the ball to Holden. Ball is low. Gets no more pitches up and watch Holden drive it to left center field. High chopper to shortstop, and the ball stays down. Tough play for short as it short humped him right at his left foot. Reached the glove down, was able to stop the ball. It was dead there, but Holden down to first, and Castillo already at third base, so no out as Zane Allen comes to the plate. Runners for the Bulldogs, first and third, top of the fifth inning. Allen at the plate. Lexan Hernandez on deck. Pitch is low. Ball goes back to the pitcher. Castillo stays close to third base as Holden is able to get into second. So now two runners in scoring position for Zane. Count 1-0. Try to get that run back that they were able to score the bottom half of the previous inning. That's like an automatic ball return there. Ball went over the catcher's head, hit cement blocks in the back, and bounced about 15 feet right back to him. So everybody holds on base. Zane up in the count 2-0. 3-0, high inside. Pitch away from loading the bases. Last time we got the bases loaded, Lexan placed a single to left center field for a couple runs. So no outs here in the top of the fifth inning. And they're called ball four. Bases are loaded. No outs here in the top of the fifth as Lexan Hernandez comes to the plate. Again, no place to put him. I thought we were going to walk. They were going to walk him the last time, and then he got one about midriff high, laced it in left center field. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change now for Gorman. As again, I'm not sure what the pitch count is, but he's got to be in the 70s, high 70s at least. And it's 96 degrees out here, bases loaded, and no out. So Gorman's got to try something desperate here at this point.
All right. Well, pitcher warms up. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Iowa Baptist Church. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have a Bible class for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service. We have vacation Bible school for elementary kids. Age kids planned for June 19th through the 24th this summer. Head on over to fbcira.com for more information. And go Bulldogs. And the sponsor is Timpac. Timpac is an oil field chemical sales and service company operated and owned by Shelby Buffkin. Timpac is in business since 1989. That was the year I was born.
What? What year?
89. Child of the 80s.
Oh, man.
That was 2.5 months.
Child of the 50s.
Dave was born in 1889 and finally remembers. Yeah, Timpac's been in business in 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injections. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Renegade Services, proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs and Scurry County Youth. Renegade Services is the cased oil, cased hole wireline company to call for all your wireline needs. We specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery,
Slickline Services, and Invidian Profiles. For any additional information, contact Gary Gunsett at 325-207-0779. That's 325-207-0779. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Doug and Susie White. Not a business, but a great family. They're lifetime IRA resident supporters of the Bulldogs. They've got multiple kids and grandkids for several generations that have graduated from IRA. And they say orange and black will run through their veins, and that's absolutely true. They wish the Bulldogs good luck. Another sponsor for the broadcast is First Baptist Church in Snyder, located at 1712 27th Street in Snyder. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are available for all ages, and to join our worship center on Sundays at 10:15, our praise team leads you in worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join via Facebook live stream. You'll be welcomed with love in a relaxed environment. Be sure to stop by and visit FBC Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more information by visiting their website at fbcsnyder.org, knowing Christ and making Him known.
I understand now why Holly hasn't put any padding on the backstop behind the catcher, because this relief pitcher threw two that went over the head of the catcher, and he didn't have to move either time. The ball hit, bounced straight back to him. So kind of a home field thing for them, but it's also worked for Gorman so far this evening. Bases loaded. No outs. Lexan Hernandez at the plate. Our Bulldogs with a 7-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch is ball outside. Lexan came up second inning, bases loaded, two outs, and hit a sharp single to left center field. Kind of started the floodgates for the Bulldogs as they scored four more runs, end up with six in the second inning. Scored one since, but have a really good opportunity here with no outs and bases loaded of going ahead and adding some more runs to the scoreboard here. Lexan with a foul ball, count evens at 1-1. Pitcher tried an off-speed pitch. I think that's what it was. Ended up about 4 feet in front of home plate and bounced over. So Lexan goes up in the count 2-1. Pitch and count evens now 2-2 outside corner of the plate. So Lexan now in protect mode as he tries to keep the ball alive, keep that third strike from getting by him here. 2-2, and the pitch. And it's low and outside, so count goes full. Bases loaded, no outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Our Bulldogs with a 7-1 lead. And here's the payoff pitch. Lexan stays live a little bit low, but again, umpire's been calling low strikes all day long, so you've got to go ahead and protect yourself. Lexan goes down and gets it, fouls it over the backstop, count stays full. Here's the pitch. Lexan hits the center field, and the ball is dropped. It looked like it'd be an easy catch. The ball is dropped. One run scores. Error on the center fielder is, it looked like he was looking at home, getting ready to try to make the throw, and looks up, drops the ball. Could have thrown it to second base because they would have gotten the force. Our runner at first is still at first base. Tries to throw home, throws over the catcher's head. Pitcher covers, and we still have bases loaded. No outs as Luna comes to the plate. So we can score with less. Less than two outs. And it looked like we were going to score on that one. It looked like it was going to be more conventional with a top fly ball and then hang up and come home. But instead, center fielder just dropped the ball as he was preparing to throw it in, and everybody advances. went out in front of curve ball, hit the over the backstop, foul ball. So the count is 0-2. Anthony's trying to put the ball in play. Comes the pitch. Pitch is high, 1-2. If the count again, bases loaded, no outs. Our Bulldogs have one run in. 8-1 is the score, top of the fifth inning. Anthony Luna at the plate. Inside out, and it's going to be just wide of first base. Foul ball as Anthony stays alive in the count. Again, pitcher came in relief of the starting pitcher. And we've already made him throw probably 16, 18 pitches this half inning. 11? 16 is the new 11. Or 11 is the new. Okay. We're getting closer to 16 now. That ball in the dirt. Count evens at 2-2 for Luna. I'm going to wager a bet, and I'm not a betting person, but I think by the time we get out of this half inning, he'll have thrown more than 16. Oh. And called strike three. The ball is dropped, but again, base is occupied. So first out of the inning for the Bulldogs, Brighton Partain, third baseman, comes to the plate. Now base is full of dogs. If we can go ahead and get a few more, and 8-1 is the score here in the top of the fifth inning. Even too low for the umpire on that one. So, ball one to Brighton. 1-0 is the count. One out. Bases loaded. Top of the fifth. Our Bulldogs got the run back that they gave up last half inning. So, again, 7-run lead, 8-1. Second pitch is high, so count goes to 2-0 on Brighton. I knew he'd get 16. I can't count that high, but I do know the number. 2-0 to Brighton. And Brighton came about half an inch from that one, hitting him in the right instep. Ball three, 3-0, and no place to put in. Bases loaded, one out, way ahead in the count. Writing on the 3-0, and the ball is outside, so we'll walk in another run. Holden Rios comes in to score. Writing down to first base. Jerry Pena up to the plate now. Again, bases still loaded. One out. 9-1 is the score. Ball in the dirt. Catcher does a good job. He didn't know where it was. He had stopped it in front of him, but thought it had gotten through. 1-0 the count on Jerry Pena. Jerry knew after he got halfway through swings, that one's high, but gave it a good run anyway, fouled it off, evens the count at 1-1. Drew Porter on deck for the Bulldogs, one out here in the top of the fifth inning, 9-1, Ira Bulldogs, bases loaded. Jared just missed that one, and he knows he did. He saw that one all the way in, turned on it, and just a little under it, fouls it out of play, but I could hear him immediately. Oh, that's when you know you were that close. Two strikes now on Jared.
Ball outside. The count evened up. Bases loaded. One out. The fifth.
I think umpires come in. I think the last time the pitcher licked his fingers didn't go to his pants before he touched the ball, and so he came in and warned him, you can't go straight to the ball, which is, it's not good. It's not good at all. There we go. He just wiped it off that time. So I heard the pitcher go, my bad. It's like, well, they end up costing you a run if you're not careful. Oh. What you don't want to see is the starting pitcher getting drilled with a high fastball. But Jaron takes it. It's going to be substituted. Raydon Hernandez. Yeah.
Drew would take off in
7.
Hold on, 1 on 13.
Yeah, Drew Porter, we were just talking about, made second team All-State at the state golf tournament. Had a hole-in-one on day one and ended up in 7th place. So, really proud of him. And now here he is at the plate with one out. Yeah, first base umpire, if he went around, he turned his lower body, but his upper body actually stayed straight. it's that golf control is what it is. Foul ball, 1-1. Again, bases still loaded. 10-1. Our Bulldogs. One out, top of the 5th inning. Ball high outside for Drew. Count goes to 2-1. So how many pitches are we at now? 5. All right. 25 pitches, one out, and bases full of dogs. All right. And we've scored twice now with less than 2 outs. And Drew now takes one in between the shoulders. But Drew got hit last night. Drew's been hit more than any other batter on the Iowa Bulldogs team. Ike Weaver, a close second. Now it's 9-7. We've now increased the lead to 11-1. So up by 10 at the top of the 5th. Looks like we're going to get yet another pitcher. This is something I know Gorman didn't want to have to do. Coach Goodwin told me at the outset of the game today, he thought that they were going to try to save their best pitcher for tomorrow and take the chance to pitch him against us. But now they've had to go to their third pitching option of the game here, and down 10 runs with just a couple of opportunities before the game ends by virtue of the run rule. You got any ads over there, Ben? You got a few? All right, well, let's go ahead and sell something, or
well,
telling Jesus, is that what? Sell the whole thing. I'm not even going to go. I'm going to give you the phone.
I'm sure Marky will sell you something, but yeah, this ad's brought to you by Mark and Sheila Harless, back in the Bulldogs, and all that they do. Thank you to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. Pizza Inn, First Church of God, Sonic Drive-In, Cider Iron and Metal, Texas Barometer Insurance Agent Stormy Sellers, the Community Bank of Cider, Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply, Taylor Ranch, Arrowhead Ranch, Ira Booster Club, FBC Ira, Kimpack, Renegade Services, Doug and Susie White, First Baptist Church of Snyder, and Mark and Sheila Harless. So, thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts and supporting the Bulldogs and all that they do.
I was trying to be Anna White. I wasn't doing a very good job. I was flipping the pages for him, but the wind was being not so helpful. It was going the right direction, but it wasn't flipping the pages for us. All right, new pitcher has warmed up. We are still one out. Top of the fifth inning. Bases full of Bulldogs. Jaron Pena at the plate. First one in the dirt. Ball one. And the score is 11-1. Our Bulldogs, 6 runs in the second inning. 1 run last inning. 4 runs so far this inning. Pena with a 1-0 count. He pitched and it's low. Bounces into the catcher. Ball two. Got the DH, Kate Castillo on deck. I think they called a strike on that. That was a high inside pitch, but, I gave him the benefit of the doubt on that one. Count 2-1. Ball's up. Second base. Second baseman going out. Right fielder comes in. Nobody gets the ball. They are able to throw to second base. And that's just one of those deals to where Drew didn't have any choice. He had to wait to see if the ball was going to fall. Once it did, then they were able to go ahead and throw behind him at second base and get the force out. But another run scores for the Bulldogs, making it 12-1. Now with 2 outs as Castillo comes to the plate, holding Rios on deck. Runners for the Bulldogs at first and third. A long lead off first base. First baseman not even holding him on. It's like, never mind. What's the point? And throw to third base. Everybody safe. Oh, did okay. Jarrett Cabrera is actually a runner at first for Jaron Pena. Again, with 2 outs, runner at third base. They're not going to throw down to second anyway. So, Jared into second, standing up. Runners at second and third now for Castillo. 2 outs, 12-1 is the score. Top of the fifth, Iowa Bulldogs in front at this regional quarterfinal game. Game 2 will be about 30 minutes at the conclusion of this game. Nice shot up the middle. Going to score 2. Castillo laid back on that off-speed pitch and able to go ahead and drive it right up the middle. He's in a rundown now between first and second. And they tag him as he tries to get back to first base, but the run score, the damage has already been done. So, Iowa Bulldogs up 14-1. As we go into the bottom of the fifth inning, we might want to check in and make sure we're still live. Getting some kickback here. I'm not sure if hopefully everybody is still with us, but we want to make sure that you're able to be here through the duration of this ball game. Iowa Bulldogs on top 14-1 now. Ben says we're good, so give the phone back to him.
I'll fight these ads a little bit more in the wind. Another sponsor for the Bulldog broadcast is Pizza Inn. Pizza Inn has a buffet and salad bar all day, and it has a great team cry, so call ahead and let them know you're coming. First Church of God in Ira. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Our sponsor is Sonic Drive-In with half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app and family night every Tuesday from 5 to close.
with half-price single patty burgers. Another sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable material, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin, with structural pipe and rods available.
Yeah? Okay. I got a question for you, Ben. Why is it that the only word to this song that anybody knows is tequila? Because everybody kind of goes, tequila. Okay. I'll let you ponder that one for a bit. And you get ready with pitch number one, bottom of the fifth inning in the dirt, ball one. Our Bulldogs lead 14-1 here in Holly, Texas. Regional quarterfinal game one against Gorman. That looked like a nice pitch from here, but something Blue didn't like about it, so count goes to 2-0. Garrick with a swinging strike brings the count to 2-1. Off-speed pitch didn't quite bend all the way, grab a part of the plate, so batter has a count 3-1. Again, bottom of the fifth inning, 14-1. Ira Boyle, top. Well, game team one with Westbrook and Cross Plains has concluded. Westbrook wins 10-0. Again, the winner of that series will play the winner of this series next week for the regional semifinal as Garrick Pena blows one by the hitter, swinging strike 3 for out number 1, bottom of the fifth. As I said before, you know, Westbrook only lost 2 games this season, both of them to Ira, both by double digits. You know, so familiar opponents, seeing how they were the runner-up in our district. So it's kind of like the 1 year in softball. We ended up, we went all over the state, beat everybody. We came back, and the 4 schools left in this part of the region were Borden County, Ira, Hermley, and Rokan. So we could have just all stayed home and not worried about it. Just played each other, but. Jerry Dillon here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A little high. 1-1's the count. Nice pitch. It would have been a strike anyway, but batter swung through it. Count in Jerry's favor now. 1-2. 1 out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Our Bulldogs lead 14-1. It's high, count even to 2-2. Jaron does everything he can to try to get strike calls with his brother. He brings him out, brings him down, and every now and then he gets one. And there, he didn't have to worry about that one. Right over the heart of the plate, throws the batter. Look at strike number 3, out number 2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Looks like Jerry's just gotten stronger as the game's going on here. That's kind of typical of him anyway. Only run, then scores, unearned run. Our Bulldogs yet in the playoffs to give up a run, period, let alone earned or unearned. Garrick with the pitch. High for ball 1. And that's what we always teach hitters. When you shy away from a ball, make sure you pull your bat back. Yeah. You've got time to catch his bat out there, and it actually hits the bat for a foul ball. So count is 1-1. Swinging strike 2. So, again, Jarek ahead of the count like he has been previous 2 batters this half inning. 1-2. A little bit outside.
think put a little extra juice on that one. Darren got his glove out there and about pulled him halfway out of his crouch.
2-2 is the count, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning.
Oh, and a beautiful off-speed pitch. Jerry strikes out the side in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that was just frozen batter right there. 1-2-3 is the start, the top of the sixth, is your Iowa Bulldogs leading 14-1. Huh?
Yeah, I think we will.
Oh, no, we'll go ahead. That's right. We ended after five. So that will be the ball game. Game number one, in the books, 14-1. Our Bulldogs come out on top in game one. Coach Goodwin told me today that they're going to save their best pitcher for game two. I'm not sure whether they actually did or not, but they were going to try that strategy and thought maybe they'd have to go to somebody else besides Jerry partway through. But with a 14-1 ball game being able to end it early, then everything kind of lines up for the Bulldogs. And scored a lot of conventional and non-conventional plays in this first one. Probably half a run, maybe not quite, but unearned because of errors. But we caused a lot of those errors too. And that's the situation because they know we're going to run on them. They know that, you know, we're going to put the ball in play. We hit the ball down and hard. And so it really causes a lot of chaos for an opposing team. So game one in the books, Iowa Bulldogs 14-1 in five innings, and we will go ahead and step away for a few minutes, come back and get ready for what we hope is a win in game two so we can move on next week. It's not that far to come back tomorrow. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and leave it for a few minutes, come back, and we will pick up with game two. Appreciate you joining us. Thanks to our sponsors for making it all possible, and we will talk to you in a few.